CliffCentral.com. We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there? Say song. Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, my house. All you need is... Yo.
What is happening, South Africa and the rest of the world?
Good, living easy here. You are hanging out with the worst guys.
Wake up.
It's a Wednesday afternoon. The sun is shining.
People are asking me why I'm wearing a short sleeve. I'm telling you, it's because I'm muscular. And you know these guys who are flexing out here. You don't need a Friday to flex. You just need any day of the week, and you don't feel no cold, man, when you have muscles.
When you have muscles, you don't feel the cold.
No, not at all, bro. No, I'm joking. But it's really not cold, guys.
It is, dog. It is. It's getting there, I believe.
Yes,
I believe
it's getting there.
Into the winter stage, but you're out here with your t-shirt. I feel like, okay, maybe you got some reason to flex. You know what I'm saying? Because the boychi over here has just come back from a mile competition. A mile competition. Do you know what it was?
Yeah. It was the NABBA WFF Pretoria Classic Pro M. And placed in two lineups, which was actually my first competition ever. I did men's novice bodybuilding, classic bodybuilding, and I placed fifth. And then in the sports model over 1.72, I placed fourth. So not bad for the first competition at all. Not bad. I'm coming for everything now.
You're coming for everything. But that's how we do, dog. That's how we do. That's the winner's way when you're chilling with the worst guys doing it in the worst way. I can't believe you placed, my boy. Shout out to you. That's mad respect.
And it was a great day off for Team Diamond Nutrition as well. Tawadi placed third. Actually got an invite to the world in Rio.
Oh, Lexi.
So yeah, no man, I mean, we're just going to build on our successes and we'll see where the road takes us from here.
Yeah, is he the champion representative of the Diamond team? Is he like the Captain Graham Smith of Diamond League?
He is the captain, let me not lie, but it is an individual sport as much as you may be part of a team.
Yeah.
So each one repping themselves but actually contributing to the whole team's success.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah, so man. You're showing off the biceps, telling the people that you're out here killing shit on stage.
Hey man, I'm just glad to be eating whatever the fuck I want for the rest of the week and hydrated. Oh my word.
Yeah, because last week you were looking like you were almost on your deathbed there. You were hydrated. You couldn't speak. You couldn't move because you had to dehydrate. I don't know.
It was a water drop. It was just to dry out so that I look very... You could see all of the cuts and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cuts, my boy.
So tell me about the actual being on stage. Like, did you toss out the shiny Vaseline? You know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Not the shiny Vaseline. I actually got a spray tan. I look like Michael Jackson from Thriller in one of my pictures. The way I was so depleted and dry.
Why does a black man have to do the shine thing as well?
Hey, let's not forget that I'm a yellow bone. But anyway, the lights on the stage, you know, they shine so bright if you come off like yellow bone or any tone lighter than that, you're not going to be able, the judges aren't going to be able to see anything.
You're just going to
be like the pearly gates of heaven. It's going to be blank.
So that's going to be like your makeup session. You sit an hour or so in makeup or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, man.
No, that's wild, dude. That's wild. Also been living actually, and like, dog, do you know, whenever you ask me how I'm doing back, dog.
That's because you already go into it.
All right. Well,
anyway. Has it not been true? Yeah. No. Okay. That's great. But anyway, I've been so now.
Okay.
You're in the ringer, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. How have you been doing?
Rehab. I've actually been doing great. Thank you for asking.
Gee whiz, my boy. Hey. And how's the family doing?
Oh, the family's all right. You know, the brother's living. We're hustling, trying to get this money.
Lovely, man. Send my love to the family.
I will. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for asking.
No, but like genuinely, my boy, you just continue. Before I can even finish my sentence and say, yeah, so life's been great. But anyway, how have you? No, you know, life's been great. You always interject, so I must my leave.
Now we know the balance.
Okay.
Anyway, yo, you're chilling with Marco Lili and Ria Beto Cecilia. We are the worst guys.
Doing it
on the worst way on a worst Wednesday.
Dude.
It is 2:06 and we have a hot topic. You know, everybody's been talking about it and we just had to drop our perspective because, you know, we keep it real. We tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. so help us God.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So you're going to hear it from the guy's side about this whole Men Are Trash saga.
This is the third, I think this is the third round we've done this. First time we did it alone.
Yeah.
Second time we did it with Simpiwe and Palisa.
Two old girls.
But now it's actually gotten to the point where it's actually quite real right now.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I'm saying the conversation is elevated a level.
Yeah.
And this is almost something that I'm ashamed to say because I wasn't woke to it to this level. Obviously, women have been for...
Hey, amen.
Because they live in constant danger. They surround themselves in they try to escape. They look for any exit point when there's dudes around. But we have actually discussed this, you and I, just in private at home, talking about like how scary it is to must be a woman knowing that you just walk out of the street, you could get snatched.
Yeah,
you get snatched.
Well, wake up.
And you're gone. You know. So it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things that is real, and we actually need to be more aware of it as guys. The whole Men Are Trash saga, I think it's obvious by now, Men Are Trash. I think we can clearly say that is a fact. Yes,
yeah,
no?
You know, it's done.
Yeah. And that's just because of how the society is been built. We came into the world with the advantage of patriarchy. You know, we didn't choose this. It's like white privilege and
right
and
now
being
somewhere
black.
In the world there's trash being born.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, exactly.
It doesn't even know it's mwah. Yes, let's look at this piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
okay,
yeah,
so we grew up in this society where patriarchy is the winner. Misogyny is a different thing because I think misogyny is an attitude as opposed to patriarchy, which is a structure, the way society's been built. And I like to relate it to the race issue because there are similarities and differences. Obviously, they're not exactly the same, but we can take things from both. And for me, this is where the man's perspective comes in. I'm glad we're actually having the conversation. Because it is a conversation that we've been ignoring for a long time as gents, because we've known we're trash. I'm actually surprised it's taken so long for it to come out like this. I actually don't know what's taken so long, but
I don't think we've been ignoring it. I think men have been in denial.
Yeah, I think they've been knowing it but thinking it's okay. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, but this is the way it is.
You know, just accepting it for what it is, and not necessarily trying to rectify it.
All right, so this is my thing, right? When I relate it to like race issues and we think about white privilege is essentially the patriarchy in this idea, and white privilege, white people are never going to give us the land, ever. Even as a white person who understands their privilege, they'll never go, all right, we hear you guys, we hear you, enough of the noise, enough of the toying. We'll give you some land, all right? That's never going to happen. We are in a position where we have to come from behind as black people. We move forward as opposed to us being given anything,
all
right? So the fight comes from behind, from us. And I see that similarly in patriarchy. We know that it's a man's world currently. But the debate now is it going to be a feminine world? Is the future feminine? That's the whole movement that's currently taking place amongst social media and in fashion and entertainment and the arts in general. The feminine movement is rising, and we are currently in that position of privilege, of man privilege, where we have this thing and we know we've got this thing and it works to our benefit. These are the things that we have to admit first. It works to our benefit. Why would we want to change that? Do you have any reasons as to why you think we'd want to change that?
I don't know. Can I just be, first of all?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any reasons why we'd want to change that as per se. But for me, there's a lot of things that are barriers, for example. But reasons why we should change that, I mean, like, we're born equals.
Yeah.
You know, and therefore, by virtue, we should be given equal opportunity to everything.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just employment and dignity, to be able to walk on the street and not necessarily fear your life being snatched away from you, your soul.
And this is where the biological factor comes into play. You know, I like to, because we have a relationship to one another, men and women. We live as individuals and we live as couples, you know, we relate to one another, we have to stay together. And I think this is where the influence of dominance and physical strength is a problem. because man now understands. Because women used to be celebrated. Women used to be queens. They used to be picked up in
Egypt. Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Those were the kings of the world. Now queens of the world. You see, now even use the word kings. Those are the queens of the world, and they ruled. And I genuinely believe that women, out of the two of us, deserve that space. But what men have now figured out, there's this thing called a first, and they like to use that to their advantage in order to keep the distance. Because no matter what happens, the violent option is always there.
Yeah.
It's always there, no matter how, what we do about it. You know, that's the physical difference between men and women that I'm talking about. The problem that I think we need to address, that I think we can start fixing, is about systemic violence. The idea of cheating. You know, there's this thing about around men where the more women you have,
yeah,
the cooler. I think we touched on it last week a little bit.
Yeah,
as
we did.
And it's a real thing, and it's a big problem. And allowing men more sexual freedom than women is part of that whole idea.
And there's even like
dominance.
Jokes about it, like how when a son and a daughter talking to their father, and they're like, yeah, I know, but when he has a lot of girlfriends, he's seen as a boss, but when I have a lot of boyfriends, I'm seen as a slut. Yeah, well, my daughter, you know, a key that opens a lot of doors is a master key, you know.
But
a lock that can be picked by many keys is a fucking shitty lock, you know what I'm saying? And ha ha ha, you laugh about it and that space of time, but you go back and think about it, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You're not aiding to the situation at hand.
Yeah. And speaking of that, when it comes to sexual relation, I think the dominance of the male in the physical act contributes to how we relate in society. Because physically, the man is dominating. And there's also theories about the fact that the man gets to ejaculate. And we don't see the actual physical ejaculation. Well, not all of us do. Some of us do. Actually, you know what I'm saying? Worst.
Nah. Hey, man, I don't know nothing about that thing of not being, you know what I'm saying? I just know what I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So there's the whole spectrum of sex is what comes out of society. Life is about sex. That's where it started. That's where its energy comes from.
Yeah.
So what do we do about that perspective where the man is like, yeah, and then the woman is bending over, or the her legs are open, you know, opening the gates. Do you know what I mean? These are constructs that are in our physical nature between men and women, which cause that difference. Now, for us as men, we need to understand that we are stronger. I won't say physically superior, because I genuinely think women are far, far superior to men physically. Dog, imagine having a baby.
No, I think that a woman's pain threshold is just
it's another thing.
It's another level. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She could just whoop. Hey, yo, man, you wanna go climb Mount Everest?
Yeah.
You know, next day niggas would just be like, shit, give me flu medicine, give me everything you got. I need, you know.
Yeah.
Like for me as well. All right, in order to tackle the problem as well, I feel to do what I can, I need to. It all starts at home. Like they say, charity starts at home. You need to look at home. And being a black man, there's a lot of problems in the black community as well with this problem, because of cultural issues.
Yeah.
Where it's not even just men thinking that men are the leaders in the society and whatnot. There's a lot of females and gogos out there that are like, no, you must just keep quiet about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that bothers me.
Yeah. The you see, the women who are on the side of
patriarchy.
The
man.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Where it's your duty, it's your responsibility. And these people still exist. These cultures still exist.
That's what
broadly.
I'm saying. And we've got to crush that. We've got to put that in the past.
How do you crush culture? How do you do that? That's taking away Africanism in a big way. How do we say, okay, we're taking away patriarchy in the African household? That means we have to take away lobola. We have to take away all these cultural things that we are.
Bro, I already jumped the fence.
Yeah. But I'm saying you're taking away a lot of cultural ideas and changing them. How do you change a true Zulu who was grown in the rural's mind about the fact that a man is the leader of the household? In fact, this is something we can speak about, honestly. Because this is a relation of power, right? Now, every relationship, there's between men and women, there's going to be somebody who leads and somebody who follows, right? Now, in the current case,
leading. On that point, it doesn't have to be for every single situation.
Yes, they it can, doesn't. But they,
just yeah. like in a business sense, for example, for one project, the one director can lead this, then the one director leads that, then the one leads this, and the one leads that. At the end of the day, you guys are all leaders in your own part, and you guys are all followers in a sense as well.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have to know your role.
Yes, that's the most important fine. Part. 100%.
Yeah.
But the dominance doesn't need to go to one's head.
Mm.
I think that's what also that's the thing that also takes over.
It's an idea that I have to always be the guy who makes the final decision. That's not
Precisely.
Always the case. That's one thing we have to understand in this relation as well.
Yeah.
Right. So we need to figure out a way to work together now, because there's a whole lot of things that are blocking this from moving forward. I know modern women today who are still taking the father's surname. Why are we still taking the father's surname? If we don't take the father's surname, how are we doing it in the future? Are we hyphenating it? And then the grandchild is hyphenated, you know, hyphenated squared.
Yes, 10 years from now, you can't even
say your surname.
Can't even
anymore.
Put your application form in. Sorry, can I get another piece of paper? Yeah. Why my surname doesn't fit on here? You know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that are actually in the way, but I do agree with you that the most important one is the starting at home issue. We need to start at home and raise better men in understanding that women aren't objects. Dude, one of the most mind-blowing things for me was the friend zone saga. You know, this idea that there's a friend zone and men can't be friends with women.
Why?
Because if a man is friends with a woman, it means she's keeping him in the friend zone and he can't get it. He's actually always trying to fuck her. And that's something that I have a problem with. Because firstly, why put that pressure on the dude in the first place? Why can't we just be friends? Why do I have to be trying to fuck you if yeah. I'm in a friendship or relationship?
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Having female friends is so dope.
Yo, it's lit for
like,
your life.
Exactly what you said the one time, like, having gen friends, yeah, it's cool, but just that little in a room, yo, it'll take the bride to another level. You'll even see the flames burning higher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out. I believe that too. So this whole idea that a man can't be friends with a woman without him trying to fuck her is absolutely ridiculous to me. And I won't even lie, this revelation came to me recently because I've been talking about the friend zone. Saying, this guy's in the friend zone, I'm in the friend zone, what a fish paste. But now, when it comes to the truth of it, I think the friend zone is a pretty comfortable place to be. Like,
do you know how many
like
times I've put myself in the friend zone?
Yeah, there's cushions, there's flowers.
Dude,
yes, bro. Yeah,
there's no pressure. There's no pressure of, no, I have to take you to Tasha's. Kanjan.
No, dude. So, okay, so that we've completely squashed. This idea that there's a friend zone is fucking bullshit. As men, we need to actually stand up to the fact that that's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, we need to come to accept that that is absolutely ridiculous. I want more female friends. And then there's females that are, they'll know if I want their vibe, if I want their juice. They'll know, I'll tell them. That's the thing. Honesty as well. Okay, but honesty for every relationship, that's just the number one key.
Yeah. Just going back on that point of cultural.
Yeah.
The cultural side of it. I think if you just take it upon yourself and you, it's not necessarily breaking down the culture to and saying, no, I'm not having any of it. I say be selective. In all honesty, I say be selective. There's things that I would follow and there's things that I wouldn't follow.
Okay.
All right? And you can start you, from your family onwards. I'm talking about immediate family, from somebody who's married. So, for example, if I take my sister and my brother-in-law, from this, that, going forward, they can start their own way of living and raise their family their own way.
Yeah.
You know, they can take certain things from their cultures, combine them, because one is Xhosa and the other one is Sotho. You know what I'm saying? And they can raise their family in their own way. And then from there, it just... It creates a better world for everybody, because you don't have certain things from the past that hindered people from developing. that continue to go on and go on and go on and go on.
Yeah.
I honestly don't believe in initiation anymore. You don't need to go to the fucking bush anymore.
Yeah.
Kill me if you think.
There's so many people who would call you crazy for that. In the Xhosa culture, that's such a big thing that it's even to mention it sometimes is taboo.
Yes. You know? I've heard about you when you and like I'm not thinking of hearing about you, but when you're doing your skit,
my skit, yeah,
I can see the guys in the room getting edgy, and then some guys are actually thinking. I can see the guys who are like, you know what, if I had a knob kitty right now,
I'll beat this guy.
You know, I actually sit on the edge of my seat, getting, I wish a nigga would step up on my homeboy right now, yeah. Just laugh.
But the reason why I do that joke is because the whole idea of comedy is that nothing's untouchable.
Yeah,
I have to be able to talk about that if I can talk about anything else. Why is that out of bounds? You see, so now we have to this is why the breaking of the cultural boundaries is one of the biggest challenges towards addressing this issue.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen to like this, the victimization of females. It doesn't happen to Caucasian females. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a lot of the times it happens to black females and they just kept quiet.
Yeah.
Because it's shunned upon to talk about it in their culture.
Yeah. And let's talk about the broader spectrum now. You brought the Caucasian involved. Like the case of Karabo, RIP Karabo.
Can I tell you something that saddens me?
What?
That guy is actually a client in Louis Vuitton.
Oh, shit. So he's got dough. He's one of those guys.
He's one of those credit card and the scammers.
Yeah, these
Forex guys.
He's a criminal.
And when I saw him on trending on Facebook, and I'm like, no, man, this guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
Took that name, typed it in our database, and I was just like, this motherfucker.
See, do you think you've looked him in the eyes?
I have.
Oh, look at him in the eye.
And then the thing is, I was like, when I told my colleagues.
Yeah.
Almost said employees right there, but you know.
Enough, yeah. When you're modeling that Louis V, you know.
You know, when I told my colleagues, they were also shocked. And the person who actually helped him was a female. And she was also drawn back. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I can't believe that I put myself in a position to help that guy and give him service whilst he's doing this to another sister.
Yeah. But you could never have known. So you can never feel guilty for something like
saying?
That. Okay, so this thing is a broad topic of men killing women, wives and shit. And it was pretty violent, I think, burning her as well. Like, that was intense. But this thing of men who don't get what they want from women and in return retaliate with murder is prevalent in Europe, is prevalent in South Africa, is prevalent everywhere. Yeah.
And Russia's not helping one bit by making this shit legal just to slap a woman.
It's just to slap a woman.
Like, what are you doing?
And human trafficking. This is a really broad,
in Randburg, in your in your backyard. But wait, what is this earth coming to actually?
Doug, what has this earth been? I think that's what we need to ask ourselves. We need to walk into uncharted territory. We need to make roads where there've never been roads before. And that's scary because that means letting go. And letting go of what you know isn't easy. It's never easy because you don't know what's on the other side.
I think it's not about letting go of what you know. It's about knowing what's happened before and changing it, being the change that you want to see, as cliche as it is.
Okay, so tell me, what do you think the world would be like if women ruled? Because let's not forget, we are still human beings at the end of the day. I think there's good and bad things about both.
Yeah,
men,
there's pros and
women.
Cons to everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So tell me, what do you imagine a world where women rule would look like?
Well, put it into perspective, because that's a broad question.
Firstly, I'll start with the environment. I think the environment would be in much better shape.
Yeah, it'd be much peaceful.
Because this is actually one of the last. I remember this because it was the last essay I ever wrote in university. So it was a moment for me in my politics essay. It was about the.
You're feeling nostalgic right now.
Yeah. It's about the fact that the only way the environment can be saved is through a feminine. It's through a feminine angle. You know, we have to treat the world softer. We need to use less violence. We need to stop cutting shit down.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's called Mother Nature and not Daddy Nature. Daddy Nature, nothing would grow out and we wouldn't have fruits and vegetables.
Daddy Nature is the bullshit that we're dealing with right now. That's why we're getting horse meat in our McDonald's.
You know, steroids and shit.
Daddy Nature.
Daddy Nature is a processed and all of that crap.
Yeah,
you know,
all that shit that we eat. That's Daddy Nature. Okay, so that's from an environmental perspective. Now we can go into a political perspective. Because there's still some pretty fucked up woman. You know, Marine Le Pen, who was going for running for president in France, was pretty right-winged and was surrounded by these right-winged ideas. And if she were to become president,
it
would still be a disaster.
Even Clinton, she was a bit fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
She just took the side of the masses. If the masses say, burn the blacks!
Yeah.
All right, we're going to burn the blacks!
But you see,
No, leave the blacks. Okay, we're going to leave the blacks.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how men always win, because Trump was way more fucked up and he still won. Yeah, we've been winning forever, dude. Like, for centuries, you know. We've been winning longer than white people have been winning. That's in terms of the two differences.
It's like a double-sided head coin.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Heads, males, tails, females. Well, what do you have? It's heads.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's always heads.
It's frustrating at the same point.
You like winning?
Who doesn't like winning?
Exactly. That's my perspective. Honest to God. Physically, I think change comes from inside and at home.
Yeah.
But I'm looking out for my family,
That's
people.
Exactly why I say change starts at home.
Yeah.
You've got to look out from the home and then start broadening everything.
Yeah, but I ain't checking for you in the business meeting. I'm out here to win. Woman, man, I don't care who you are, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And if being a man
the way you say that, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm finna tell, you know, my family, hey, you better have a taser in that handbag of yours. You better have some pepper spray up in
because
there.
Because I want to win in the business meeting. No, I'm just saying that if that gives me advantage, I'm going to take every advantage I have. Being black, I've been stripped of a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever I can use to my advantage, I'm using it. And I'm with no shame, even.
I make sure that Morgan knows, self-defense. Like, Morgan can hold herself down.
Yeah.
Like, there's been times when I've done Randy Orton, watch out, and she showed me life, my boy.
Yeah,
I've been pinned
yeah.
down, and I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, ain't no rapist, ain't no nothing touching you.
You know
what I'm saying?
But yeah, this brings me to that whole idea of saying women need to be vigilant.
That's bullshit. But in actual fact, everybody needs to be vigilant.
Everybody. Ooh, my boy, you've hit the nerve of the conversation by saying that. Because what I've come to realize with this story, and I'll tell you the God honest truth, is that bad shit happens all the time.
Thank you.
All the time to everybody. Every time you walk outside your house, you don't know if you're coming back.
Can I tell you what happened?
That's a fear that we all live with.
Friday night. After we had the team dinner before my competition,
mm-hmm.
all right, I'd been driving around with an empty tank for too long, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, I'm going to go fill up. As soon as I hit the highway, I don't know why I hit the highway, boom, bah, just before Modderfontein Road, all right, heading north. And then we were stuck for petrol. Eventually, we got petrol, but while waiting for the petrol, the battery died.
Yeah.
Then we had to get jumper cables, and my dad came. And I was willing to actually walk to the nearest garage. And Morgan was like, are you crazy? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, what if I try to flag somebody down? And she's like, are you out of your goddamn mind?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you're flagging down.
Yeah.
Anybody can do anything. I think about 3 or 4 cars stopped. All right.
Oh,
and she was the one who was more ready than I am, having the keys in the hand with the one key just faced out, ready to slit a nigga's throat right now.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? She's more prepared than I am. And she had more peace of mind. And she was my voice of reason for every wrong decision that I was going to make.
Mm.
So a world rule, like a country or a nation ruled by a lady might actually be a good idea.
Yeah.
If it's the right sort of person, if it's a level-headed person.
Yeah, but that's always a difficulty when
you never know
world leaders. You never know.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's a real situation where
everybody needs to be careful.
Life is dangerous, man. It really is for all of us. And I understand it's a heightened sense of fear for women, but we live with that fear.
Yeah.
And we combat it differently.
Yeah.
We combat it with physicality. And that's part of the reason why it's still there, because we might need it for ourselves. We might need to fuck a nigga up if shit comes to it, you know. I mean, but women don't have that option.
Yeah.
So that physicality is very problematic. That's when the ideas of what we do with our physicality, what we use it for, need to start changing.
I mean, people say that, like, you got guys also saying, yeah, but guys get raped too. And that's true. But if the ratios aren't the same.
Dude, it's not even. That's like when you say, Black Lives Matter. Oh, no, but all lives matter.
The ratios aren't the same.
Yeah.
Like, females are at the bottom of the food chain.
They're on fire right now. They're a house on fire, and we need to put the water on.
And my cousin even made a post on Facebook. He's like, are all of these ladies actually getting raped, or is this some kind of a joke? And I'm like, Jesus. My boy, it's... No. He didn't mean that in a joking sense, because so many people were starting to come out now.
Yeah.
And then he was just getting scared, honestly. Because he's got a little nephew, he's got a sister, he's got a mother, he's got cousins, aunts, everything.
Yeah.
So now he's thinking for himself, like, shit, how do I protect my own family?
Yeah.
If I have a daughter, what do I do?
Mm.
You know? We're living in fear now. And that's not a way to be living. That's not even living.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree with you, my brother. We need to find a way to answer these problems as men. And I'm glad to have had this conversation with you, Rehab. If you want to hit us up on the Twitter streets, please do. We are at @_worstguys. Tell us how you feel about the situation. Or you can hit us up at cliffcentral.com. That's on Twitter. We're on Facebook, The Worst Guys. Instagram, The Worst Guys. It's been a pleasure chatting, man, because these are the kind of conversations that move us forward. At the end of the day, there's still two of us here on this planet. And as trash men are, we need to figure out a way to clean ourselves up.
Hey, man, pick it up.
You
need to come collect us, man.
I must say the memes are hilarious. Like, the memes and gifs of men being trash, I won't even lie.
Do you know there's some guy who actually capitalized on the situation and made apparel. Trashy,
yeah.
Men are trash. And then saying, yeah, no, I even deliver, you know, order your t-shirt, men are trash. And I'm like, this guy.
Pixie.
Capitalizing
on the
victimization
movement
of women. And I'm like, yo, I'll give you props for being an entrepreneur, but not like this, my guy.
Yeah.
Not like this.
But I feel that that's artistic to some level.
No.
Because there's
no,
also people that wear, like, I saw some art of a vet student who had earrings that said fuck white people. It's a big earring, and it's a big black earring, and inside it says fuck white people. Unless you ask her about it, you'll feel offended, like, looking at that. Well, as a white person, you'll be like, oh shit, that's quite intense. Fuck white people, all of them, really? But looking deeper into it, you see the meaning of it, you know. And I think that's something that art shows what we need to confront as a society. And I think I don't lie, I'd wear men are trash shirts. Women, I think, would wear men are trash shirts as well. So he's a visionary.
You know what?
He's a visionary, I believe.
In his own sense, yeah, but...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He came out...
You think that's taking it too far? Wearing a shirt. What's the difference between wearing a shirt and a
hashtag? I'm not saying wearing a shirt. I'm thinking, like, the way he came out. I think, like, the t-shirts that he was, like, printing before had no correlation whatsoever to what was going on in society at that time.
Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't even do a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. I'm sure he didn't do a Fees Must Fall t-shirt.
Yeah,
but the minute he saw, yo, I wanna let men stretch trend.
Yeah, it's going in.
He jumped on board.
Alright. Anyway, you've been hanging out with The Worst Guys. My name is Mark Mjuli, chilling with Ria Bisisisele,
as usual
on The Worst Wednesday. Hit us up on the Twitter streets, give us a follow, man, and hear more interesting conversations like this. We are always out here telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And as usual, we're gonna wrap out with The Worst Guys cipher.
Amen.
You know what it is. Yeah. Let me hit them on this dirty SB.
Trashy.
Let me tell you for a second.
Trashy.
These men are trashy. They wanna go too splashy and just have a little bit of fun taking all these women, because they put them in the gun. They pull the gun, that's your D. I mean, take it easy, put your dick back in your pocket. In fact, you should go right ahead and lock it, cause these things that you're doing, man, they're hurting us. And society is bleeding, man, you're hurting us. So let's change the vision, change the goal. I know you a man, but change your soul. Open up a little bit, be hot and open. Tell your woman that you love her, that you can't be broken. Cause every time you look in the mirror, you wanna be strong, you wanna be like James Bond. But at the end of the day, you got a heart too, and you need to feel it before these women come through and smack you. And they have every right to, because you don't treat them the way you should. But let's stop making it about us. I mean, it's a fuss for these people to keep hashtagging men are trash, and it's not us. We wanna be free, we wanna unite together and see how we flee. Maybe fly to the moon, baby, you and me. We could go and have a candlelight dinner.
The way everything is going in the world, I'm so scared to get married and have a baby girl. I wanna have a really good life, but I can't have a good wife when my wife is so scared to step outside. Cause outside, I mean, you might just die, you might just get hijacked or attacked by another black man, and you won't even understand how to keep it on the hush. Keep it on the hush, cause everybody is just living in a rush, trying to get by. They trying to get by, they thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so fly, I'm a tough guy. No, you ain't. No, you ain't a tough guy if you're trying to victimize those women and be sly. You ain't so sly, you ain't a top cat. You need to retract all of that shit. You need to say something about being a real man. And a real man understands that you gotta protect the lady by his right hand. I mean, you gotta put your right hand on your heart and swear to God that you would never ever start something that would victimize another woman and put another trigger on another guy that would ever think that he could be a tough guy.
Forget that shit, man. You've gotta think about where you're going in the future. It's legit if you just take your time to reverse your role. I mean, you need to console in the woman, yo.
Consoling the woman and consoling the soul. I mean, sometimes you gotta be better in the soul. I mean, the soul on the shoe is confusing, I'm confusing too.
You walk in light because you wanna keep it tight, but I mean, you gotta do what's right. I keep on writing with my pen so that I can understand the things that are happening.
Hey, all these things that are happening are cruel, and you gotta be a really cool dude and not be cruel. So please, bro, don't do all of that shit that keeps repeating it.
Look, we're living in the light, we're living in the light, but I mean the dark is here, but we gotta keep it bright. Cause I mean we're the shiny ones, the leaders of the world, and you can join us, girl.
You say you're living in the light, but I say we're living in the darkness. All the things are happening, all the things are sparking, all the things that are happening to the females. I mean, look at all of the details.
Oh, there's too many women dying, and all these niggas, they ain't even crying. We always telling our chicks the fucking lies, and we don't even wanna tell them we not nice enough.
To tell the truth, I'm finna dress up as a woman, and to all of these guys, I'll be killing. Dressing up as a woman, walking late at night, and if any nigga jumps on me, I'm down to fight.
Oh, that's a beast way to make this challenge, and everybody understands we got the balance, because we still men and we still tough. But you know, we can keep it easy, we can keep it soft, keep it love. Oh,
hey, you gotta show love to the women. Hey,
you gotta show love to the women.
Hey,
you gotta show love to the women.
Hey, you gotta show love to the women. Hey, gotta show love to the women.
You've been hanging out with the worst guys. It's been so dope having this conversation. We out.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. CliffCentral.com.